myself with a pot of gold. Rainbow chasing, I've seen plenty. My doom, my memories make me feel so old. Check my pockets for your safety. You never know what you're gonna find. Chances are you get home safely. Good to know that time's not far behind. Time's not far behind. Yeah, I don't need it. Oh, but I want it bad. Even though it's something already had. 'Cause I'm being honest, baby, but that's my truth. Tell me why I'm sitting here singing all my songs about you.
All right. It's the Music on Deck podcast.
Yes, yes.
And we have another artist here for y'all. Mm-hmm. That was Jed Harrelson and his song Neighborhood Huss.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jed commented on one of our posts in the Yep page. Just basically said, check out my music. And I was like, I know who this guy is. This guy has come across my TikTok.
You like immediately were like, dude, I know this guy.
I mean, so I will start also by saying,
which means he's compromised.
I'm semi, yes, more than semi compromised. But Dave had, we had an episode way early on. Dave, we'd got an artist in. Dave had previewed the song and fell in love with it. And then it was probably about a month until we were able to record the episode.
That.
And you became a fan of the song. So this is semi me. Jed has some unreal TikTok content. He's got this one video. I think he's recycled it more than a few times, or more versions of it, more live recordings of the same song. It's called This Is Neighborhood Huss. The video's got 89,000 views on it.
Wow. Okay.
89,000 likes. Sorry. I can't pull up the how many views it's got, but I mean 89,000 likes, 2,016 comments, 8,002 saves, yeah. Six, you know.
Healthy.
Yeah, it's viral. Mm-hmm. Viral is the only word. So I was pumped that he commented on our post and wants us to review his stuff. So this is his most recent single and I think his biggest tune. Don't know the Spotify numbers. I'm on Tidal, but definitely his biggest tune. So here's the review, Jed. Dope song. To me, it's a dope song.
Yeah.
I think, again, and I'm just going to say this, on his TikTok, he's captioned a lot of his videos with, you not hearing music like this coming out of Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I like his attitude. And you're not hearing this music come out of Nashville. This is a great example. This Neighborhood Huss song is a great example of somebody, I think, doing what their, you know, what their passion is, what's inside, more than like, I'm going to come to Nashville and make the next country hit or make
right,
the next,
right.
what's coming out of Nashville. So I dig the you know, the boldness to just go for it. I haven't gotten to see him live. I'd like to, and I'm gonna kind of judge this. I'm kind of at a juxtaposition. I'm gonna judge the song, but I'm also gonna talk about what I also know. So I heard this TikTok video live recording version of a part of this song before I heard the recorded song. Mm-hmm. Now, before we even got Jed's post on our Yep page, I had went and listened to this song already. The regular recorded
right.
version.
You had already heard.
Single version. Yeah. Yes. So I had heard it. And now listening back through for the podcast, probably more critically, also having the reference of the TikTok video, I've got a more defined opinion of it. Mm-hmm. The recorded version is not as good as this live TikTok version. They failed to capture the good tension and energy from the live recording in the single recording.
Which happens a lot.
Does happen a lot.
You know?
I mean, you and I are massive fans of a band who most often their live recording is better. Dave Matthews Band. Their live recordings are most often better than their records.
And I can name
versions.
A lot of artists in that category yeah. where, you know, their live show is yeah. whoa, and then you get the recording. Prince is that way for me.
Sure.
You know, you see him live and I'm just like a massive fan. Then I hear the recording and I'm like, it lost something for me.
So I'm not saying at all the song failed. I don't think the song failed. I think it's a cool jam. I love the vibe.
Yeah.
I love the vibe. First note I had, the mix could be better.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot was left to be desired in the mix side of it. I think some of what I'm talking about, the energy and tension, could have been better played out with mix tools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The drums are buried in the mix. They're in the background and they're not like in enough of a room. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm going off of this live TikTok version, which is in a very live room.
You can't unhear that.
I can't unhear that.
Yeah,
that's
you.
The sound I want to mm-hmm. hear.
I got
and,
you.
And coming off of, and we're in an interesting time. The first thing I ever heard of this guy was on TikTok from a live recording in some place. And then I go to hear the song and I want to hear as close to that as possible. And I don't get that.
Yeah.
So again, I'm kind of trying to
it's an unfair kind
play
of
the
thing,
middle. Yeah.
You know?
But even if I think I hadn't heard this live version yeah. on TikTok, I still would want more of
okay.
what I heard mm-hmm. in the live version, in the recorded version. Mm-hmm. I want to hear more of that slap snare drum. Mm-hmm. I want to hear more atmosphere. I want to hear more pocket. I felt like in that TikTok video, you feel that tension. You feel the time in between there. You feel the pocket. I feel like it's more ironed out in the recorded version. And again, there's some effect going on there. There's some delays going on his vocal. But then there's some of the other stuff that goes on, particularly like once the outro comes in or the Rhodes that's throughout the song mm-hmm. is very dry, mm-hmm. very dry. And I'm like, oof, I just wish that was in a little bit more of a space. That's my only note as far as how the music is in sonically. At the end of the song, man, what happens though?
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing
mm-hmm.
too. I mean, again, I see this TikTok video and it leaves you to, okay, what's the rest of the song like? That's a good thing. But then I listen to the song and you hear that, hey, Jed, F it up. And you hear it go into this thing and then it just fades out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what is going on? It should take off at that point.
How do you know the runtime on that?
The runtime on that is 2:59.
Yeah. Okay.
It should be probably 3:59.
I mean,
it should, when they say Jed F it up, I mean, it should take off from there. It should just go, mm-hmm. everybody gets a solo. You know, that's the type of vibe that is to me.
Certainly a vibe like that. You want to ride it like
yeah,
a pony. I want to saddle
just,
it up. I
yeah.
want to ride it around the yard,
yeah.
you know? And, yeah.
So that's my take mm-hmm. on it, man. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm not quite sure how to score it because I know I love that TikTok video. I have on multiple occasions gone back, just sitting on my couch and be like, hey, let me go back to that video and
okay.
let me catch that
that's
vibe
right, yeah.
real quick.
Replayability.
So It's going to be a 9.0 for me.
Wow.
I love the vibe of the song. I here again, and Dave, you've heard this a bunch of times.
Wow.
If Jed keeps doing that, there's massive potential.
Right.
I mean, that
I feel like you're kind of grading on potential then.
For sure, and I've done that. I mean, and 9 still leaves room. I mean, it's not a 10. I'm not going back and listening to this every day of my life. This, and again, here's the weird part. That recorded version is not going to make any of my playlists. It's not good enough.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just not in my favorites playlist, the stuff that I can listen to for the rest of my life, not get sick of, sing it over and over in my head, sing it after I'm done listening to it, that type of thing.
Well, but it's also hard. It's also hard to find a version that you like, especially one live, and then go to a recording afterwards. Yeah. It just doesn't have the same.
Well, we had, I did a song suggestion. I did a song suggestion of, I can't remember the name of the song off the top of my head right now, that one girl, and I suggested you guys to go see the YouTube video mm-hmm. of the acoustic mm-hmm. version,
yeah.
because that version was way better. Future Me by Haley Knox. I got my title right up here. The YouTube version, live version of that is dope. The recorded version is good, but mm-hmm. it's not as good mm-hmm. as that.
Yeah.
And I think if y'all want a comparison, again, Future Me, Haley Knox, check out the YouTube video of that and then check out the recorded version. I think the gap is further.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
he missed more with the recorded version from what I like about the live version.
Mm-hmm.
That video is from August 7th, and the song came out, let's see real quick. Song came out September 25th. 23. So just guessing what we know kind of about production, I would think that he's been performing it a lot longer than he had recorded it. You know, it's only been out for a few months. I don't know when he recorded it, but he's probably had the song in the bank for a while and been recording it, workshopping it, blah, blah, blah. So all that to say, I liked it a lot. I wish it sounded more like the TikTok video. Jed, though, I'm a fan. Can't wait to see what you have coming. And we've said this, and hey, this is not what this podcast is for, but Jed, I'd love to work with you. Like, I'm just going to say it, like, because I'm all about that. People, if anybody knows me, I don't look like I work on Nashville recorded music. That's just what it is. Like, I don't look like it. I work on Nashville recorded music. I work on the Countries and the Christians and blah, blah, blahs. But I, for whatever reason, gravitate obviously to a lot of the other stuff too. So this is cool. You've got a good team right now. I'm just saying, this is the type of stuff that I'd be like, man, this, I tell people all the time, I would love to work on jazz for the rest of my life. And this is like that kind of, this is jazzy. It'd be cool. So good job, Jed. It's a 9.0. I am interested to hear what Dave has to say, because he's going to come from a completely different perspective. First time he's heard the song, more of a genuine critique. I did show him the TikTok. I just want to let everybody know that. I did show him the TikTok. I said, but I showed him the TikTok after he listened to the song. So kind of reverse order as me. So Dave, what do you think about this song?
Yeah. I mean, mirror a lot of what you're saying, you know, but I do come from a completely different perspective.
Good.
I don't have any previous ties to it. This is just the first thing. Now, I know Alex is super excited about it. I can read your energy. You know, he knew him immediately, was super, you know, pumped to be able to, you know, throw him on and review and everything. That's great. I am just, you know, and I have no knowledge of him other than what I just heard. And, you know, the recording for me plays like an album preview. It didn't.
That's a good point.
It didn't play like a complete song for me. I didn't not like anything about it. I just kind of went, it literally was like I hadn't bought the song and I'm listening to a 30-second clip and it faded me right out. And I'm kind of like, man, I need to buy the song. The problem is that was the song.
Yes.
You know, so definitely kind of mirrors some stuff with you. You know, I love the guitar tone. I love how smooth it is. I like how the recording had a little roughness in it, and it captured a little bit of that live, which I think maybe this is kind of one of those bands that needs to have some of that live. It shouldn't be studio ironed. You know, it should have some kind of a little bit of character in there. It had good movement. You know, definitely love the artistry of it. The actual instrumentation, the chords, you know, like you said, there's some jazz vibes in there, but it still has some sort of contemporary pop. You know, it was very a blend of a lot of things, which I really liked. And none of those things in my mind were competing. I loved the vocal phrasing, specifically the way he phrases. I love, you know, the sax. I don't think we get a lot of feature of that. You know, that's some very old school. I dig it. You know what I mean? I'm very into instrumentation that isn't commonly used.
Totally. Yeah. The sax and the Rhodes. The Rhodes was cool.
You know, it was really, really sweet, you know, but therein lies the kind of same mirror that you had, which is kind of like, there's some things I would tweak. The sax is a little harsh for me, very out front. And I love sax, and I get it's soloing, so it needs to feature, but it was really out front and it was a little harsh. So I might throw some verb on it, you know, make it a little more smooth on the palate
more
there for me.
Place.
I felt like the vocal was a little buried. I felt like the vocal was sitting nice, but I would have had it, and I'm not talking crazy here. I'm talking a few dB up because I feel like he's a good singer. I feel like once I saw the TikTok, it only confirmed to me that he's actually a better singer than I think this recording shows of him.
Yeah.
And I, again, want to be taken on a journey, and he's buttering the roll through a lot of it. And I'm waiting for that. I mean, I'm ready for him to like, I mean, I'm waiting for him to push that register to really amp up that, because you start smooth and you know, I'm real smooth and soft, but it never kind of went anywhere after that.
Right.
So there, again, lies in that sort of like, I didn't really find parts in there. It was all just real nice. Oh, I like all that. But I'm kind of like, where's the chorus? Where was the verse? Where is the turn? Where's the bridge?
Sure.
It almost, again, played as like a song clip. Like, oh, that's a nice preview.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted the complete song. And, you know, as we've said many times on this podcast, when something seems to be ramping up and you ramp the volume down, it's just like decided it's going to end right now. And it's not natural at all.
No.
It doesn't feel like it should end there.
I mean, it's almost like looking at the timestamp, it almost is like somebody told him, like, you got to be 3 minutes.
Under 3 minutes. Yeah. So we're fading it right here.
It's going to end at 3 minutes.
Right
on the
now.
Dot.
And it's like, So, I mean, I almost wouldn't have been upset if it goes longer than the 3 minute format, even if there's not peaks and valleys, but that just music interlude just lets me ride the pony.
Yeah.
I saddled my horse. I was making a kind of jog around the arena, and then somebody told me to get off.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. We're having a nice little journey here,
fun,
you know?
Yeah.
So all good elements. I mean, really, really, really good stuff. I love the bass breakdown. All right, but that live fade, man, really put a bad taste in my mouth. I just think, you know, just some mixed tweak elements. Somebody needs to capture what I saw in that TikTok.
Yeah, I agree.
This is one where you need to almost kind of throw away some of the rule books in a studio.
Yeah.
And you need to sort of capture that live essence in the studio, which is incredibly difficult. Well, I'm not trying to make it sound like that's easy to do.
And again, it's weird.
You
it's the time
that
we're in.
Energy.
It's the time we're in where it's like legit. I guarantee you legitimately that TikTok has more views than that recorded version has listens.
Yeah.
And I bet you that TikTok video. That TikTok video was posted before this song came out. That's the goal.
Right.
I understand where we're at in time where I guess it probably is possible and plausible to have a social media post have more interactions than a song has listened.
Sure, I think that's probably.
But again, I think like I talked about the gap. It's tough to hear to see that and then go to the list to the recorded version and
because
I
want to
hear that. Yeah, but I want to hear that TikTok video and I want to put that on my title favorites playlist. And I hear that and I'm like, oh, it's just not even close.
Right. And but again, I think that's a lot of I've seen that so much where, you know, there's a vibe and there's an energy and there's a lot of great live musicians. I mean, I used to be one of them.
It might not even been the same band in the studio.
You feed off of the crowd.
Yeah.
You feed off of it. And you get a little bit into it. You slow the pocket down
a
little
click.
Bit.
Yeah.
You know, you're really... And again, it's easier live than when you're in a studio and you start trying to really force all those elements. It's incredibly difficult to capture that band live essence. Yeah. But my point is you got to find a way to do it.
Yeah.
There is too much talent here for that recording to be a representation of what that live performance of the snippet that I saw. I've only seen it once.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say I'm going to be very generous on my grading because I grade on talent more than anything else. I mean, I think there's a huge upside potential. So my score is going to be on potential here, not so much the recording. I would be much harsher if I graded it solely on the recording, never saw the TikTok, didn't know you and your connection and you're saying this about this. Okay, if that was solely on that song, then I'd be lower.
Okay.
But I think as a project, as how much I like that vibe that he's building, that talent that I see there, the composition, the arrangement, the vocal talent with the guitar talent.
He's a good singer, you can tell,
with the guitar talent.
Yeah, he can rip.
Usually
he can play. Yeah, he's got that pocket.
Usually I can't put him in the same category. You're a better guitar player than you are a singer.
Mm-hmm.
You're a better singer than you are a guitar player. Man, he's right equal on both talents, and they're both really, really
quality.
I mean,
in that video, even you see that video, like, if he didn't step up to a mic, I probably still would have loved it.
Yeah.
You know,
and then
I mean?
You hear him sing and you go,
and you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, he's got the sauce in his voice.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, I can kind of pass as a singer.
Yeah.
No. You're a good standalone singer, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an 8.2 for me.
Okay, yeah.
That's a big score for me. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the podcast, I typically tend to be very, very critical. It takes a lot to really break into there. I do take a blend of talent versus that song. And for me to... you know, really not be that high on that song and still end up into the eights shows you to me, you know, or what I think of the talent, the potential.
I just think the potential
needs to
wasn't
get
tapped.
Into a studio and find that magic and get that sauce. Whatever you got to do, that recording needed to have that little that live performance tends to have, and you haven't found it. I don't know how you're going to get there. You know, it's not bad. There's nothing wrong I can point to. I mean, I wasn't in love with the mix, but good stuff, man. You know, Jed, you know, he's local, you know, so like I would really love to hear
him do
something, you know.
And that's a couple recently, too, that we've done where it's like, we got to go find
so
these
much
people.
Potential.
I'd love to go see him.
Yeah,
you
there's
know
a lot
mean?
Of potential here.
So, yeah.
Big upside.
Yeah.
Big upside there.
Cool. Yeah. Well, honestly, that's, man, we have been doing this now for a year and a half, and I'm still surprised at like the variance of people we get and how we get them and where they come from and the types of music and all that. And this is a weird, like, surreal thing where it's like I discovered this guy straight up on TikTok. We've talked about people on TikTok through song suggestions, how we found a song or whatever. This very well could have even been a song suggestion.
Yeah.
It wasn't, but I had heard of this guy.
Yeah.
And now, boom, he's commenting on our post and And now we're featuring him on the podcast. And we reviewed, you know, it's just a whole thing. It's a cool thing. So,
well, and it shows to a lot of the artists, too, that you cannot be one thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just have a website. No, I mean, you got to really push the social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, it's also about marketing. It's also the business side of it. You know, you've got to push all the angles. And, you know, he's still looking at posts, you know, saying, oh, there's a podcast that's looking for somebody. I mean, you got to be looking for these opportunities. You can't sit back and wait. You need to have the social media. You need to have a big presence. You need to be growing it from a grassroots. That goes to all artists. So, you know, really take a lesson, take a page out of his book.
I'll put it out there right now. I mean, I have expectations now.
Yeah.
Like, I think when I see somebody go viral like that on social media nowadays, and then you have the capability to like have a recorded version of it.
Translate it.
People like go viral and their social media viral, and like that's it.
It stops there. Yeah.
He's obviously got something, whether it's all him behind himself, just doing all of this himself, or a team or whatever. There, like we've both said, there is potential there. I'm following and watching now.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm expecting more. And I have seen it now, you know, but both of us have seen it. We've seen artists come into the studio and be a nobody and then become on the Opry.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, you know, yeah. whoever it may be. Band Camino coming from not many people mm-hmm. knowing them yep. to having their own world tour. You know, like yep. those type of things can happen. Jed, I expect that from you now. Like, I'm putting that out there.
Yep.
So good luck to you, man. We appreciate everybody listening. I feel this is weird. I feel like this podcast has been like me, Dave, and Jed in a room. You know what I mean? yeah. But that's what this is for, dude. That's what this is for. We're going to give you maybe a voice you haven't heard and bring you into a control room and sit you down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. So thanks to all of our listeners for listening to us again. Find us on social media, TikTok, Instagram. It's Music On Deck Podcast. Send us an email if you've got an artist or a friend, or if you are an artist or producer or composer, songwriter, and you want your song reviewed. It is musicondeckpodcast@gmail.com, and we will give you as honest a review as we can get and throw you up, and hopefully it's what you want to hear, need to hear. And yeah, so that's another one. Happy holidays to everybody, too. We'll go out and say that. We got a couple episodes here throughout the holiday times. So happy holidays to everybody. Stay safe. Peace.